Welcome to the Depth Dive. Today, we're plunging into the world of large-scale frontline recruitment in India.
Yeah, we're talking sectors like BFSI, retail, logistics, manufacturing. It's huge.
Absolutely huge. Like over 1 million hires every single quarter. Just staggering numbers.
It is. And what's really striking, I think, is the problem that comes with it. This incredibly high attrition, especially early on.
You mean within the first few months?
Exactly. Within the first 90 days. Mm-hmm. We're seeing figures from QuestCore suggesting it's over 40%. That's nearly half.
40%. Wow. And that's, well, that's got to be more than just an HR headache.
Oh, definitely. It's a business impact crisis, really. It mm-hmm. hits the bottom line hard.
Right. So our sources are suggesting that the focus is shifting, isn't it? It's not just about, you know, filling those empty slots anymore.
Precisely. The mandate for CHROs, for talent acquisition leaders, it's changing. They need to show tangible business outcomes now.
Like what specifically?
Things like boosting productivity, actually improving retention, keeping people longer, and making sure new hires are ready to do the job effectively from the get-go.
And focusing only on volume. That has hidden costs, doesn't it?
Massive ones.
Yeah.
Think about it. The cost just to hire and onboard one frontline salesperson can be, what, somewhere between $40,000 and $60,000 on average?
Ouch. And if they leave quickly.
Then you've got the time cost. It can take 30, maybe 45 days to find a replacement. But the productivity loss, that's the real killer.
How big a loss are we talking?
Well, NHRDN data suggested I think there was up to 60% productivity lost because of a poor fit or, you know, bad onboarding.
60%. So for every 10 people hired, 6 aren't really pulling their weight fully.
Effectively, yes. Which tanks revenue targets, customer engagement. It just ripples outwards.
Which really highlights why the, let's say, traditional ways, job boards, walk-ins, vendors who don't really track performance, they just aren't cutting it.
Not at this scale, no. They're too transactional.
Okay. So the core of our deep dive today is really to understand how organizations are making that shift, moving away from just chasing headcount towards a more value-driven approach.
Spot on. And the first major shift really starts with defining success differently.
Okay. How so? Moving beyond just the number of people hired.
Exactly. Leading companies are now focused on metrics that actually link to the business. We're talking about day 30, day 60 productivity levels.
So how quickly are they contributing?
Right. And 90-day retention, are they sticking around? Plus, time to performance. How fast do they get fully up to speed?
That makes sense. Is there data showing this works?
Yeah, actually, a Deloitte survey, quite recent, found companies that connect TA metrics to business KPIs saw a pretty impressive 22% higher workforce ROI.
22%. That's a huge difference maker. So that's the what. How are they doing it? What's the next step?
The second key is using data much more smartly for better role fitment right at the beginning.
Because that high early attrition often means a mismatch.
Often, yes. So now we're seeing wider use of digital assessments, micro-simulations.
Micro-simulations, like little virtual job tasks.
Kind of, yeah. They mimic real on-the-job situations.
Yeah.
And also behavioral screening tools.
And is this actually reducing that early churn?
It seems to be. Companies like ICICI, Reliance Retail, they reported lowering first-month attrition by up to 18% using these more sophisticated methods.
18% is significant.
It is. And there are tools like TMI Group's People Performance Analytics, which help model what top performers look like and then screen candidates against that, especially for sales operations roles.
Interesting. So it's really about looking past the CV. Okay, what's the third big shift?
The third one is building these integrated hire, train, deploy pipelines.
Hire, train, deploy. So combining the hiring and the skilling right from the start, not separate processes.
Exactly. Instead of hiring first and then figuring out training, they build systems where training starts almost right away, gets people job ready much faster.
Sounds way more efficient. Any examples?
Sure. TMI Group worked with a large MBFC on this.
Yeah.
They integrated hiring with outcome-based training.
And the results?
Pretty impressive. New hires were productive in just 21 days.
Yeah.
And they cut early attrition by 12%. Really is about setting people up for success immediately.
Okay, so better metrics, data-driven fit, integrated training. What's the final piece?
The fourth shift is all about the candidate experience. Using automation, yes, but keeping it personal.
How do you balance automation and personal touch?
Well, things like multilingual chatbots for quick answers 24/7, but also tailored communication, maybe gamified onboarding to make it more engaging.
Gamified onboarding, does that work?
Apparently so. Companies investing here are seeing like a 30% jump in joining ratios. And get this, a 50% drop in people dropping out before they even start.
Wow, 50% fewer no-shows is huge.
It is. But the key really is balancing that tech efficiency with, you know, genuine empathy, making candidates feel valued.
Makes sense. So let's quickly recap. To move from volume to value in this huge recruitment space, it's about 1, new success metrics tied to business results.
2, using data and smart tools for better role fit.
3, integrating the hiring and training from day one.
And 4, automating the candidate experience but keeping it human and engaging.
Got it. It really frames talent as a competitive edge, doesn't it?
Absolutely. CHROs need to be strategic, positioning recruitment not as a cost center, but as a real driver of business outcomes.
This has been fascinating, a really clear picture of how this critical area is evolving. It's obvious just filling seats isn't the game anymore.
No, it's about building a frontline workforce that performs and stays.
Which leads to a final thought, maybe for our listeners involved in this space.
Yeah, when you plan that next big hiring push, what's the real priority? Is it just hitting a headcount number? Or is it the performance, the longevity, the actual value those hires bring? And crucially, what specific steps will you take to make sure value wins over mere volume? Something to think about.